many states we are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not ask you for any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Can you please tell me, is your age between 21 and 29, 30, 49, 50, and 64?
Can you just tell me, like, how long the survey takes?
Takes, like, about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's kind of a long time, but if we go fast, let's go fast. Okay,
yeah,
I'm 41.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
Male. If
thank
that's
you.
Still
first
okay
I'm
to say.
Ask you.
I don't know. What?
Okay,
what's
thank
that?
You, sir. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not the medical marijuana prescribed by the doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never? Try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Teens? Probably once or twice a month on average.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, or weed, or concentrate
oh.
in any form?
That's probably about the same. A couple times a month.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never.
Probably even more.
Once or
quite a bit.
Once a week or daily?
Like once a week, probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you do not agree or disagree, just let me know. For each statement, I will also ask you your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Most
okay.
adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you strongly agree?
Strongly agree, yep. Strongly
okay.
agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
I strongly agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes, it's never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Okay, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Yep, strongly agree.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Can you read that one again? Sorry.
Yes. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think that we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
So that's laws against those things?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I strongly agree with that.
Uh-huh. Should adult, most adults in my community think that we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana?
Yeah, strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Yeah, strongly agree.
Okay. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yeah, strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Yeah, strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Yeah, I strongly agree. So I feel like these are all questions that are the same question, different variations of the same question.
Some of them are what you think of most adults in the community think, and some of them are what you think, and some of them are just... They're alike, but that they're not.
Do you get what I mean? Like, I feel like you've asked me the same question repeatedly in the same, in different ways. The community I live in has, more traditional values about our kids. We want them to grow up. We don't want them to be hooked on drugs, and we don't want them to try things young and then try the next thing and the next thing. And unfortunately, that's not what a lot of our elected officials think. A lot of our elected officials want to make marijuana legal in Minnesota. So my community that I live in doesn't want this, but a majority of Minnesota thinks it's a good idea. So you're going to, for pretty much the rest of these questions, you can get my community strongly disagrees with marijuana, drugs, alcohol for teens, but unfortunately, we're getting voted out. You know, these traditional values are going along the wayside. Minnesota, especially more liberal areas, they want this shit. We don't want this shit for our kids, and we're not going to have it. So, I don't know. You can probably fill in the blanks for the rest of them for me. So,
okay,
I'm going to peace out of it, okay? So, thank you. Have a good night.